WK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A tentative writer's deal could end one of two long-running labor disputes that have crippled much of Hollywood. We start with Lauren Rompelsen of CBS Los Angeles.
It was a joint statement saying the WGA and AMPTPT have reached a tentative agreement. Part of the reason why the details of this agreement haven't been released is because both sides are still hammering out some of the language within the contract. So until that's done, they don't want to release any details.
And the tentative deal still needs WGA board and member approval, but
if writers' rooms get back by October, then production is feasible by January. Of course, this is entirely dependent on whether the SAG-AFTRA strike gets resolved within that time frame as well.
Elaine Lowe's been covering this strike and the one by the actors for the Ankler Daily Industry Newsletter. With a partial government shutdown deadline less than a week away, Democrats from President Biden on down insist the latest funding deadlock is caused by an intra-party dispute between Republicans in the House.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN it's up to House Republicans to shift into high gear and pass a government funding bill.
The American people don't want to shut down. From what I can tell, the Senate is ready to go. The administration is ready to go. House Republicans need to come to their senses and keep the government running.
The current fiscal year ends on the 30th. That means without a deal, government operations will shut down.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. Now to El Paso, Texas, the epicenter of a growing migrant crisis, reporting from their correspondent Manuel Bojorquez.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he would send buses to the border to continue to send more migrants to Democratic-led cities. The city of El Paso is also busing migrants to other destinations to try to ease the overcrowding here.
In central Florida, a freight train slammed into an SUV, killing three adults, two teens, and a child. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister.
The conductor of the train did everything he could to try to slow this train down. He signaled these loud train horns that they're equipped with, along with the flashing lights.
The water supply in and around New Orleans is threatened by salt water flowing into the Mississippi River.
It's really getting to be a little much.
It's an understatement for Byron Marinovich. He's running the Black Pearl Oyster Bar and Grill with no fresh water.
But we're looking at buying about 150 pounds of ice a day, buying had to buy soft drinks, turning the customers down. We can't make tea or coffee.
During the dinner rush, the restaurant and its neighbors were still being told not to drink their water because there's too much salt in it.
WWL-TV reporter Rachel Handley oversees there are claims by both sides in the Ukraine war of drones being destroyed. Russia claiming it destroyed four Ukrainian drones from around Crimea. Ukraine claims 22 Russian drones down. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Now, here's your host, Kristen Bride.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the last hour before my maternity leave of As Goes Wisconsin, for me being a host until end of the year, beginning of next year. That is a floating deadline of when I will be back permanently as the host. I will be checking in.
For sure.
Certainly. Maybe not week one.
No.
We'll get accustomed to
That's okay.
minimal sleep for a little bit while.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm sure baby Samson will be making her debut on the live stream at some point during October.
I hope so.
I just ordered a As Goes Wisconsin onesie.
Awesome.
So she will make her debut in that.
Me too, for me.
I know, just for you.
Yay!
all sizes. We have Gene Mattinair here. We have Greg Bach on the board. And we have Mr. Michael Samson.
Papa!
Good morning.
Papa Samson. Does it that not make you think of your dad when I say Papa Samson?
No, I don't think we ever went with Papa.
You never called him Papa?
No.
You just called him Bruce?
Hi, Bruce. I don't think he became Bruce till a little bit later on in life.
Okay. Did you ever call him Daddy? Like your Daddy or Dada?
No, or just Dad.
Just Dad.
Straight Dad.
What do you want to be called?
Yeah, what is your preference?
No care.
You don't Father. Care.
Yeah. It's not Daddy anymore. It's just Dad. Or Zaddy.
Or his daddy.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
That's I just realized,
you can't spell Samson without pa.
That is true.
Aww.
That is true. All right. Well, Michael Samson, welcome back to the show. This is your fourth time being on the show?
Like third.
We came on once right before we got married, and we did a similar thing when we got advice from listeners on being a new married couple. Today, we're taking your advice on being parents, first-time parents, 844-967-2789. You've come in and plugged your card show before. We'll give you the opportunity right now to plug your next event if you want.
Well, first, get that out of the way. This is sponsored by Taco John's.
It's not stock. We would love to be sponsored by Taco John's.
Just potato. I'd be happy with just potato ole sponsorship.
Talking about all that sugar, this is a medium drink. I think this used to be an extra large drink.
It's a Wisconsin medium, baby.
Yeah.
It's getting great. With Milwaukee Oktoberfest coming up.
Yeah.
October 6th through the 8th, we have moved back to Cathedral Square Park, where Jazz in the Park and Bastille Days happens downtown. We have a great music lineup. Nathan Walton Band, Pat McCurdy, The Squeezettes, Mike Schneider Band, you know, Steinhoisting, Miss Oktoberfest, a Wiener Dog Pageant. We got it all.
Yeah.
Wiener Dog Pageants. That alone.
Worth the
is
worth
a draw.
The price of admission, which is free. So
well,
it's great.
There you go.
So yeah, where can people find more information about that?
MilwaukeeOctoberfest.com.
There you go. Easy peasy. All right. So let's get back to the baby talk.
Baby.
I thought it would be fun. We were light on baby shower games at my baby showers. As you might imagine, I am not a strong proponent of smelling diapers that have candy bars melted into them.
No.
And tasting baby food jars and such. But we had a couple fun ones. The most fun one we did with my mom's group of girlfriends that is called Labor or Loving. And it was pictures of women and you had to guess whether or not they were giving birth or having an orgasm.
Oh, wow.
So that was a fun game, but that's a little too visual for an audio medium.
She sent me to get it printed, too. I was at Digicopy in Milwaukee, and these people are looking at me like, what is this?
Oh, then, then the guy in the back just goes, nice.
But I thought the four of us today could play a little guessing game. I think it would be interesting to see how Mike and my answers might differ, but also for Greg and Jane, how you think, which of us, mom or dad, you think will be the most likely to XYZ. Welcome to play along at home. But we'll just kind of go through some of these. If we go into the next segment, that's fine. This is a little loosey-goosey. But, all right, who will be the most more patient parent, Kristen or Mike?
I'm going with Mike.
I'm going with Mike.
I'm also going with Mike.
Same.
Mike is by far and away a much more patient person than I am in general. So I would imagine he would also be a more patient parent. So that is an easy one. All right. Who will be a more strict parent?
I think it will be you.
I think it'll be you as well.
I'm going to go me.
I think it's having a girl. I think it's going to be me.
And that's exactly why I said that.
I think she's going to bulldoze you.
I think so, too.
You don't stand a chance.
She is going to wrap you like a piece of yarn.
You'll look at you with those big eyes and go, Dad.
Just like Cliff does. You'll just be like, look at her. She's so cute. How could I be mad at her?
Give her a Maserati.
All right. Who will the baby look like more?
Ooh.
I don't know. Boy, Greg, you go.
I think because it's a girl, I'm going to say Kristen, just because you generally will look to see if it looks like the mother because it's a girl. That's where I'm going to go.
I am also leaning towards Kristen. It's hard, though, because it can take them a while to grow into their features.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think with infants, they can look like, that looks like great Aunt Louisa.
Yeah.
You know, for a while.
When they first pop out.
Yeah. And they also pretty much look like gnomes, but other than that,
it's true.
I think it will. She'll favor Kristen.
What do you think?
Well, hopefully, she doesn't get my back. So we'll start with that. But from early photos, it looks as though her face looks like Kristen. So let's hope she gets Kristen's face because she doesn't want mine.
And you have a great face.
It is wild how much you can tell in the little 3D imaging that they do in growth scans of like, holy, that is a baby. Oh my gosh.
Just not Kristen's long dagger toes.
Oh, we're getting the inside scoop here today on As Goes Wisconsin, people.
I also think she'll look more like me just because you look at the bride genes are strong. Like my brother and I look identical. You look at our cousins on the bride side and you can tell that we're all family.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there is a strong resemblance that shines through versus like you and your siblings kind of look like you could be related, but there's not like a strong dominant feature that all of you have.
I think my niece got the Samson side though.
That's
so
true.
We'll see.
It's always interesting to see.
It's interesting. My sister and I look nothing alike to the point of adoption questions.
Really?
Yeah, we look nothing alike.
She doesn't have your beard?
She has a better bun.
All right. Who will get up with the baby more in the middle of the night?
Kristen.
I want to say Mike because I just feel like Mike is going to do it to... He's going to be like, I got it. Like, he wants to help. Like, he's going to be like, oh, you know what I mean?
If there's bottles available, it will be me. She sleeps like a rock. And if a rock hits the floor, I wake up. So
you're a real light sleeper.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's going to be me.
Okay.
Just for feedings, I think initially, I think it's going
to
be you.
That's a hard one to answer because that's the thing is, the beginning, like you said yesterday, those feedings are going to have to be by you.
Mm-hmm.
But when the bottle is available, I feel like Mike's going to be like, I got this.
Like when she's four.
Well, no one's going to be feeding her
I know. But if she gets up in the middle of the night, is it going to be him or me?
Well, Mike's the light sleeper
again,
then.
You don't wake up.
That's true.
Yeah, not to mention the kid's going to come to you. At four, they're going to come to you.
And stand by the bed and breathe on you.
And just scare and want to get in bed, which you will not let it happen.
Cliff broke that eventually.
All right. Who will ask friends and family more often for parenting advice?
Oh, you.
Yeah.
It's you.
Kristen.
Yeah, probably.
You like information.
Yeah,
you
like
are
information.
Inquisitive. Not that Mike's not inquisitive, but you are you will seek that information.
I'll look at Google.
All right. Who will read more books to the baby?
Oh.
I think it will be Mike.
Really?
I think it'll be Kristen.
I don't see Kristen as a read-alouder.
I I'm a performer. What do you think?
I know, but I don't know.
You can't see me doing all of the different voices and playing all of the characters in these
books?
That's true. This is my chance.
That's a TikTok series, girl. You get to be everybody.
What do you think, Mike?
Well, it seems like I'm just going to give her this one and take that extra time to watch TV. So you enjoy the book reading.
you enjoy all the blocking and all the voice lessons. And
turn her into a star.
All right. Who picked the nursery theme?
Your mom.
Well, I'm going to say your mom because it seems like she answered with such confidence.
That is true. I'm not sure either of us necessarily had a lot of say in the nursery theme.
Well, your favorite animal is elephants, so I guess you picked.
Yes, my favorite animal is an elephant, and Debbie has decided that that's going to be Baby BS's entire personality.
Papa Samson, how do you feel about the pachyderm?
The what?
The pachyderm. How do you feel about the elephants?
I don't mind the elephants, but it looks like someone threw up elephants all over our nursery right now. There's about 100 of them in there.
There's a lot of elephants.
So probably have nightmares eventually. I've never met one in person, though.
You've never pet or seen an elephant?
Well, good luck.
Have you not gone to the zoo?
I like the circus, but I've never pet one.
Well, you're about to have a child, so you're going to the zoo a lot. May I suggest a zoo pass?
You can't pet elephants at the zoo.
You can't pet elephants at the zoo.
No, you can't.
You can, but far away meet. Okay, go with me, all right?
Jeez.
I feel like we do need to remedy that, though. I feel like we need to get you to...
Greg's got a secret inn at the zoo to pet elephants? Who do you know, Greg?
Next question, please.
All right. We have, who will be more likely to call the pediatrician?
Kristen.
I think Kristen's going to, and Mike's going to have to say, honey, it's going to be, let's just give it a minute.
What Greg said.
Yeah.
I would imagine that's definitely, considering how I've been with Cliff, let's take him to the hospital
right now.
He's like, he could tough it out.
Yeah. We'll give him a day, and then he was fine.
And so, yeah, I would say it's probably, just like in life, of you being, it's going to be fine. Just take a breath. It's probably going to be a similar thing.
It's a daily thing.
She's fine. We don't need to take her to the doctor. Which parent will spoil the kid more?
Mike.
I think I've already bought more stuff. I got that sweet nobody puts baby in a corner.
Bib.
Food catcher.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, jeez.
Who will be faster at getting the baby in the car seat?
Mike.
Mike.
Faster into the car seat?
Yeah, in and out of
I think I hit my niece Maddie's head on the door once.
Okay, I'm changing my answer to Kristen.
But it's going to be me.
Well, the question was faster, so just because she's injured doesn't mean you have to do it quicker than I did.
True. Time to go.
She had a head injury, but
suck it up.
Yeah.
Who will plan future family vacations?
Oh, Kristen.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
I'm the event planner, and I plan all.
Oh,
the
I guess. Yeah, dang it! Why did I let that one go? I feel like I've let you down.
Kristen just thanks me all the time. She's like, I didn't have to do anything for this vacation. I just show up and walk around and smile.
That is, he takes the burden of planning, and he's the best person at finding restaurants. So he'll have to find restaurants that we can take children to. But yeah, that is his responsibility. All right. After this. That was fun.
It was fun.
There's a couple more, but we don't have time for a couple more. I'm trying to decide if we'll ask them on the other side.
Yeah.
But also, if you have advice for us, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. What is your best advice for new parents, for Michael and I? 844-96-PARTY. We're going to take a break and be right back after this.
Hey.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready.
It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 60 overnight under overcast skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 71. Tomorrow, overcast, mainly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms, lows around 59. Temps a bit below average Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. Thunderstorms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep. So we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've
Welcome back
a
to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. Got three more segments until I sign off for a little while.
Yes.
Jane Mountaineer's here. Greg Bach is on the board. And my husband, the one and only Michael Sampson, is in the studio. Did you finish your potato olays?
Oh, they're gone.
Just demolished.
Half the pound is gone.
You had a half pound?
Of... six pack and a pound. Six tacos and a pound of olays.
Did you hear the topic that we started the day with?
Yeah, I did.
Did that mean anything to you?
Ignored the whole caller about the ketchup.
That's right, because you love ketchup.
He loves ketchup. Right. Dude, that's a good question. How much will this baby love ketchup?
Oh, she's going to love ketchup.
You'll be a big sauce baby, just
oh,
like
yeah.
you.
All
big
the
sauce
sauces. We're going to have more sauces in the fridge.
All right. Well, we are in the last hour before I hand over the reins to Jane and Greg starting on Monday. We have invited my husband here to take your parenting advice, your best advice for first-time parents, 844-967-2789. Jane, we got another text message to come through?
We do. We have a bunch of texts. Thank you for checking in. And some advice from Robin Palm. You know all those offers that you get for help and assistance during the first 3 months? Get rain checks in writing for those favors to be called in when the kid is about two or three. Trust me.
That's a good one. I was like, we don't need it now, but call you later?
You're going to need it down the road. And let's see. It's going to take a few years for her to grow into Mike's beard.
That's true.
Well, she's got something to shoot for then.
Yeah. Everyone needs goals.
Even more to get to Greg's.
Yes, that's also true.
Well, that's a whole different, yeah, that's a whole different level to shoot for. Mama Kay from the 262. So enjoying your show with your friends, listening in the morning. Enjoy your new little life, Judy from East Troy.
Thank you, Judy. And then we already have some callers. Let's go to Dave from the Shaw. Dave, you got some parenting advice?
And it's being a parent of two young ladies. It's, I guess, like the biggest privilege I've had in my life. And one practical thing and one more of like a mantra. The practical thing is like take an extra set of clothes, both for you and baby, everywhere.
Got it.
Because things happen. And anyway, it's self-explanatory. But the biggest thing that someone told Jamie and I right when we were becoming parents was that the days are long, but the years are short.
Mm-hmm.
And It applies every day. Like our 8-year-old was having a total meltdown last night, had one this morning. And I realized, like, even in the midst of all of that trouble, just like I took her for 5 seconds before she walked out to school and told her I loved her and just kind of absorbed the moment. And dads do get sucked up in having little girls. And they both have my heart. But just remembering you've got 18 Christmases and 18 Halloweens mm-hmm. and 18 summers, and it just goes by so fast. So good luck to both of you. And it's amazing. Have fun.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. That was awesome.
All right.
That was so sweet.
That was so sweet. We love Dave.
He heard that I was eating Taco John's, and he's like, this guy needs a second pair of clothes when he goes to public now.
Just couldn't let a moment happen, Mike. Just let a moment of connection, father and daughter, and you're like, make a joke. That's my job.
All right, let's go to Paul from Franklin. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Yeah, actually, I called when you first announced your pregnancy and gave some advice on products.
Was it the Frida nose sucker?
Yeah, that was me.
We got it. We got it at one of the baby showers. So awesome. I'll be sucking snot out of my kid's nose soon enough.
Cold and flu season.
Any other advice besides the nose sucker?
Yeah, I guess I'll kind of piggy off Dave and not just do booger advice. I'm kind of a wise old man. I have 17-month-old twins. I'm also deep in the trenches at the same time. So I guess my advice would be kind of like Dave said, there's going to be moments that, especially in that newborn phase, that are just unbearable. You have no sleep, like mental breakdowns. But just remember, it'll pass. And when you look back on those newborn days, you're only going to think of the snuggles and all those beautiful moments. And also kind of a marriage advice with kids. You're definitely going to see yourself more as a parent now in the beginning than, a husband or wife, but really take the time to still go out. My wife and I, we've been lacking, but we try to go out at least like once a month just as a couple. Because you can't be a strong parent if you're not a strong couple at the same time.
That is very good advice. And I think something that we know that we want to definitely try to prioritize and do. So thank you so much for the call, Paul. That was also advice I got from a girlfriend recently because she was like, neither she or her husband grew up seeing their parents in love.
Oh.
And so like they're like, even on days where it's hard and we're sick of each other, like being the example of being nice to each other and flirting with each other and kissing each other, there's that example to your kid.
That's so important.
And of like growing up and seeing like this is what a healthy relationship looks like. So that is very good advice, Paul. All right. Well, we definitely want to take more callers. I know we have some more callers on the line. We only have a couple minutes left before the next break. So we will take those calls on the other side of the break. But we would love to hear from you. This is such a feel-good, happy way to end the show for a little while. Or end my show. This show will certainly still be here on Monday, just without me. But 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can give us a call. You can give us a text. We're taking your best parenting advice. Michael Sampson is here. Jane Madinair is here. Greg Bach is on the board. I still want to ask you the things that you're most nervous about, things you're most excited about. We've talked about it some, but the people want to know. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. I know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. There is a tentative deal between the leadership of the Writers Guild of America and major film and TV studios, streamers, and production companies. If approved, it would end a nearly five-month-old walkout that, along with an ongoing actor strike, has all but stopped Hollywood production.
We have part of Hollywood back to work. We got the writers, but then we need the actors to perform what they write, right? So they're still on strike, SAG-AFTRA, but this, no doubt, is very encouraging for SAG-AFTRA to see this deal being made with the writers, because remember, both unions have been asking for very similar demands here.
Lauren Posen of CBS Los Angeles. A seven-year-old NASA project ends with a small capsule landing in the Utah desert, bringing back bits of an asteroid. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
The spacecraft collected samples from the asteroid's surface in 2020, and those fragments date back to the origin of the solar system 4.5 billion years ago.
Headliner for the next Super Bowl halftime, Usher. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair. Greg Bach is on the board, and Michael Sampson is in the studio, my husband and soon-to-be baby daddy, as of Wednesday, unless it's sooner. But as of Wednesday, this kid is coming. And so we are taking your calls on your best parenting advice for new first-time parents, 844-967-2789. I know we have a couple people who've been waiting. Let's talk to Blythe from Madison. Hi, Blythe.
How are you?
Is this the Blythe that I've known since middle school?
This is the Blythe we've known from
high school. Oh, I saw your name, and I was like, I really hope that's her, because Blythe's not a very popular name. Or not popular, but a common name.
I was hoping you picked up on that. I didn't want to, like, pull a Cher and just be one name, but I was like, hopefully it's unique enough that she recognizes
Absolutely.
It.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you. I love seeing your photos of your daughter on social media.
Thank
so what
you.
Advice do you have for yes. us?
So yeah, I have a 2-year-old, and the best advice that I got, and I took it to heart, was that it's okay to not love the newborn stage.
Okay.
It is okay. It does not make you a bad parent. It does not make you a bad mom. It is a really weird, tough stage, and it's very monotonous. I did not love it. Still doesn't mean that I wasn't a great mom and am a great mom, but it's okay to not love it.
That's very good advice.
Remember that.
Yeah. Did you actually question... Because you obviously then went back to work. Was it a weird thing to feel like excited to go back to work and not just be home with baby?
It was weird at how excited I was to go back to work.
Interesting.
And I didn't even, like, I felt no guilt about that. And that was because I had so many friends around me, so many strong female role models that did that same thing and said, it was great for me to go back to work. And really, really good for your daughter to see you going back to work, because yeah. that's an important modeling as well. So I couldn't wait to get back to work.
But I just think it's so interesting, because Kristen and I were talking about this earlier this week, and I had never thought about this. I don't have kids. That there's very little feedback you get from this little blob that eats and sleeps and poops. You know, yep. they can barely focus on anything yet.
Yeah.
I can understand where it's got to be exhausting and kind of boring, as you said.
It's a one-sided relationship.
Very much so. It's like, I just want you to focus. Can you focus on my finger, you know? So I can understand that, and I think that's something that's probably not widely talked about.
It's interesting.
No, because everything in media is just you looking at this child with this beaming smile, and you're so in awe. And that's true, of course. Like, you are in awe, but you're not always smiling, and you are getting zero feedback. And I'm a very verbal person. I love, like, communication. So to go your entire day with a nonverbal entity was for me very difficult.
That needs everything from you.
Yeah, absolutely. That
of
is
course,
great. That
yes.
is great advice and a great reminder, Blythe. I will definitely connect with you offline in the next couple of weeks.
Please do. And my other more practical advice is, when you're taking photos, put your camera on live mode, because it's really special to capture those, like, micro movements, and you'll love looking back and seeing, like, oh my gosh, I actually was able to capture a smile because I had my camera on live mode. And those are fun to look at.
And then you can choose which, like, what the image actually is, because it's a little short video, right?
Yeah.
So if she didn't
exactly.
smile in one, then maybe you'll catch it in the tail end. All right. Thank you so much for the call, Blythe. That was very sweet.
Yes, please do get in touch. I'm happy to offer more support.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you. All right. Let's go to, did Jim just drop?
Yep. We just lost
him. Just lost Jim. Do we have some text messages?
We do. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY from the 715. Greetings. Have a wonderful maternity leave, Kristen. Take good care. And coming in on the other text line, that one I think we got. No, we have one comments on our live stream from Josh Egan. Parental advice: start a 529 account right away. And if you don't care too much about the tax credit, look at the state of Virginia one. It is one of the best performing return-wise. So that's
all right.
Savings. Is that an educational savings account, a 529 account?
I haven't heard that one.
We'll
I believe it is, yes.
All right. We'll have to ask Pete Bry,
ask Dad about
advisor.
It. And Tina says, happy baby day. And Roger Frost, best wishes, Kristen and Michael.
Thank you so much. You know, it's interesting, because that is what Blythe said. I think the biggest unknown for me is I have been so consumed with As Goes Wisconsin, even before it was a radio show. When I moved back, started it, and the constant, like, the how much of my brain space is taken up by growing it, thinking of stuff to make, whether it's a video, thinking of topics for the show, thinking of ways to grow it. And I think one of the things, I don't know if it's nerves, but it's like, the unknown of how that mental space will now have to be shared with this little creature that I'm like obsessed with.
Right.
And you only get so much time with. And it's not like it's unique to me. It's every working parent that's ever had to balance this. So, but it's, I don't like the unknown of how I will feel. Like, will I just be excited to come back? Will I feel guilt about coming back? Will I, my biggest fear is knowing myself and what a perfectionist I can be and how hard I can be on myself, that instead of like, oh, every working parent does this, I will, my default will be, you're failing at everything.
Sure.
And that's as Mike laughs.
That's, and now I can see truly why you guys are a good balance for each other. Because what we got, Mr. Chill Mike here, who's pretty chill.
Pretty chill.
And then there's you.
Not as chill.
My friend, who I love and adore, maybe not so loose.
Less chill.
Less chill. On the chill scale.
Not the most tightly wound.
No. Not by a long shot.
But no. Certainly more tight than this one over here. All right, let's go to Ed from Milwaukee on the phone. How you doing, Ed?
I am doing well. How are you doing, Chris?
Oh, I know this voice. Hello, Ed.
Edward.
Yeah, Michael knows this voice too. This is our good friend Ed, who's actually was on the show about a year ago. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Driving up north, so I wanted to call and give you guys my unsolicited parenting advice.
Okay, let's hear it.
Take naps when your kids nap.
Okay.
When your baby is napping, you need to learn how to take a nap, even if you're not tired.
Mike's really good at that.
Mike, I'm good at napping.
Mike's a really good napper on demand. So
not everyone can do that. No. It can be tough.
Yeah, he's been practicing for 15 years, so now is the time to shine.
Yeah, I was sleeping this morning when you called me, so I owe you a call back. I was napping.
God. Get those last hours in, babe. Because your kid, Cam, is 12, 13?
He's going to be 12 in about 3 weeks.
There you go. So any other, as they get older, yeah. Any other the beyond just the newborn stage, your best advice?
I mean, just enjoy it. They go from being, and everyone told me this, and you're just like, yeah, whatever. Like, it goes so fast, and people always say it, but then now I'm looking, and it's like he just got his first cell phone yesterday.
Ooh.
And it's like it goes fast. So it's like enjoy all of the moments, because now it's to the point where he doesn't even want to – he wants to hang out with his friends. Like, he could care less about me. I pick him up just to go show for him to wherever his friends are at this age.
Flip phone or an iPhone, Dad?
Or an Android?
An iPhone.
Ooh, iPhone. Yeah. Started.
Are you going to let him on social media? Unknown. Seems like it doesn't have to decide
about it
yet. Interesting. Well,
I'm for kids having access and teaching kids how to be responsible. The problem is when you're 11 or 12 years old, responsibility is just not something you really know yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So it never ends. The tough decisions never end. But thank you so much for the call, Ed. Have fun up north, and we'll see you. We'll see you when you get back to Milwaukee.
Bye, Ed.
And congratulations and get those naps in, Mike.
All right, I will.
844-967-2789. You can call, you can text, taking your advice for new parents, what they should do, maybe what they shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I would be curious to hear about some of the things that you did as a parent. And once they were like five, it's like, well, that was a mistake.
The one that I heard that really stuck with me that I've already told Mike is what feels like an easy division of labor early on of mom does all the baby stuff because mom has the boobs, mom has, you know,
well,
and it's
that,
just easier. And then dad does all the housework becomes very much more problematic once dad can help with baby stuff, like toddler stuff.
Sure.
Because toddler only wants mom.
Oh, that's a really good
like
point.
The dependency of like my security, my food, my everything comes from mom.
Yep.
Doesn't want dad to read to him at night. Doesn't want dad to put him to sleep. And so the exhaustion of being mom and not being able to do some of that stuff either of you can do.
Right.
So you will be helping with a lot of that stuff.
Oh, I already do all the housework. So
that's true. That is true.
Now you're going to be adding bottle feeding and a couple other things to your
Seems
list.
Seems unbalanced.
Text from the 414 advice we got, and we've heard this quite a few times. Newborn stage is so hard, and it's really easy to focus on that, but try to focus on the good because it just goes by so fast.
Because really, it's like, you know, those first six. What I've heard is like this first 6 to 8 weeks is just, it's intense.
I'm sure.
But it's also then they're only there that little.
Yeah.
For such a short period of time.
Yeah. And another text from the 541. Kristen, you should do this segment every year around LJ's birthday. Thank you. and suggestions for the next year.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
So every September.
Can I give you both a piece of advice?
Sure.
As I am a non-parent, but this is something I'm going through as a child with an older mom. As you're going to have a baby, and we all know you're going to be great, the both of you. You're going to use all the information, all the advice, and all of the best research out there to raise your baby the best you can. As they get older and things change and research changes and people make new decisions on what's the best for babies, do not blame yourself for anything from the past. I'm going through that right now with my mom where she's saying, I did such a bad job. I'm like, no, mom, you raised me in a time where you would use the best advice available. Always know that what you're doing is right as long as you're loving, supporting, and just keeping that kid awesome.
That was a different direction than I thought I was going to go in. I thought I was going to go as things change, be willing to change.
Well, no, I mean, you're gonna do that, but know that like those first like 10 years when you like when they're 20 and 30 and you're like, oh my God, they're raising kids differently now. And then, did we mess our kid up? No, you didn't. You did the best you could with what you had.
It is interesting, I think, so much in we talk about like 70s, 80s, 90s kids compare and like helicopter parenting, I don't think was as big for us. Like we were still just allowed to go outside and my mom didn't know where we were until we were back. And sometimes it got in trouble for that
because
we were a lot further than we were supposed to be outside the neighborhood. But, you know, there was a lot of freedom that doesn't exist now. And so there's that side that's probably I would say letting your being in a safe enough place to let your kids have freedom is a good thing. But there's also, I think now there's so much more understanding of kids as little people and treating their feelings as valid instead
Absolutely.
Of like, you're just a kid and just
Absolutely.
Like, and like yelling at them and like not having your emotions in check, but expecting them to have their emotions in check and just things like that, that I don't think, you know, a generation of people who've gone to therapy and then decided to become parents.
Well, we are still taking your calls and your texts. You can check in at 844-967-2789. Texter Madison Plummer here. Your job in the hospital and the first couple of days at home is not to entertain other people or family members.
Ah.
Make that time your own. That's a really good point.
Boundaries.
Boundaries.
We've talked that.
Yeah. We said we don't think anyone's coming to the hospital.
That's fair.
Sorry, family.
Sorry, family. If
you're this is your first word.
If your first time hearing that you're not coming to the hospital.
Now you know.
Now you know. All right, we're going to take another break. We have a couple more callers on the line that we'll take on the other side of the break. If you have any more calls or texts, 844-967-2789. I still want to ask Mike, most excited, most nervous. We'll ask that on the other side of the break and wrap up today's show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been
this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 71. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, 59. Mainly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high of 67. Mid-60s Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, upper 60s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are here with my husband, Michael Sampson, taking your advice on your best advice for first-time parents, because we have 5 days, basically, until we are officially never alone again.
Could happen anytime now.
It could happen anytime.
Good song, Greg.
Thank you.
All right, we only have a couple minutes before we wrap up today's show, so let's get right to the phones. We got Luis from Madison. How you doing, Luis?
How are you today?
We're doing well. What is your best parenting advice?
My best parenting advice is look up Baby Talk on YouTube.
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey had a guest on her show, and the guest on the show had a photographic memory to sound. So in the episode, she put a baby, put several babies in the room, and based on the sounds, the guest was able to readily identify what the baby needed. There are different vowels and intonations and sounds that the baby makes. For example, means they need to burp. Nah, nah, nah means they're hungry. Mm. It's like 7 of those vowels that I wrote on the wall, and I was able to identify whenever my child made that sound, he needed to burp. He was uncomfortable. He was hungry. He was agitated. Check it out. I promise you it works.
Okay. That is a very good advice. We will look up that YouTube video and see if we can
glean something from that. Yeah.
Get it from ourselves. All right. Let's go to Wally from Brookfield. How you doing, Wally?
Very good. How are you today?
We're doing great. What is your best parenting advice?
Probably to minimize the advice and trust your love. I think that'll be adequate, and you'll be able to handle everything you encounter.
That is good advice. So trust the love that Michael and I have for each other and for the baby.
Right.
Oh,
that's very sweet.
That's
really sweet, Wally.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the call.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text. If you're watching in the live stream, you can leave a comment there as well. Sue Koloski says, use the gowns with the elastic opening at the bottom for the first few weeks. It makes diaper changing so much easier.
Ah, yeah, I've heard zippers. We got one onesie that is magnetic.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I've heard snaps and buttons are just like, stay away.
Buttons would really be a pain in the neck.
Like, she needs a corset? What's going on?
Read to her from the start. It's great bonding time. Enjoy every minute. Congratulations. Michael Hitpas says, don't be so hard on yourself. Your baby will love you unconditionally and is not looking for perfection.
That is true. What are you going to say, Mike? All right. Well, then I'm going to ask you, what are you most excited about becoming a dad?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out. I'm on the fence if I want to see this baby coming out of your vagina or not. I texted Greg the other day. Greg said, if I'm curious about it, I should probably see it.
Well, if you would have not been late to the labor and delivery class, you could have seen other videos of this. And
I mean, I could look online.
That's true. You can also just look it up on YouTube.
Kristen, there's a thing called the internet.
If there's any polls or if you want to text in, let me know if I should see it or not see it, gentlemen.
Is that what you're most excited about?
I'm most excited just to see her face when she comes out.
Okay.
It's hard because I don't really have an attachment to her right now. It's just like Kristen's like, oh, if she's kicking right now and you could feel it. But other than that, like, she's not growing in my body.
Right.
So that's why I think when you hear a lot of dads that say like, oh, when I saw her face for the first time, that's what I like fell in love with her. Yeah. So it's going to be exciting.
What are you most nervous about?
I don't know. As long as I get my, I'm a good napper, like you said. So Ed's advice is pretty spot on. I could take like a 5-minute nap and feel refreshed usually.
That's a gift.
It's a gift. Oh my gosh.
That's from my track days. But yeah, that's,
you're not nervous about anything?
No, I mean, I don't, as an event planner, you just deal with problems as they arise.
Yep.
So I just stay calm when something comes up, I figure it out and find a solution. And there's going to be a lot of that.
So you feel ready?
Yeah, just calm. All the bags are packed. We're ready to rock.
That is true. We do have is there anything, what do we have left to do this weekend?
I went to Quick Trip, which should also be a sponsor of this show the other day, and I got like 3 bags of snacks in my car.
Which I, all the apparently blankets. I'm not even allowed to eat once we get in there, because if you have to go get a seat, if you end up having to escalate to a C-section,
you can't
it's
have,
surgery.
It, sure.
So I just get to watch him eat.
Oh, lovely.
He asked me if he can bring sports cards to break and go through while we're sitting in the labor and delivery room.
She brought it up first.
And I said, what is the most annoying habit I have that you would just, while you're delivering a watermelon out of your butthole, want to watch me do? He goes, make TikToks.
Oh, wow.
While chewing ice.
While chewing ice.
Sick
chewing
burn.
Ice. Oh, that was a good one. We still got a couple of minutes left if you want to check in with your baby advice for the new parents. From the 262, lean on those aunts and uncles. Take advantage of them. Also from the 414, talk about mental health with each other beforehand. And we each picked one thing we wanted to do each day. Mine was to shower. His was to drink coffee. So we always made sure that each one of us made time for the other person to do the thing they needed uninterrupted by baby.
Hmm. That's interesting. I recently, this is a Brené Brown piece of advice that I heard her say in a podcast that I've sent to him before, is that it's a fallacy that marriage can be 50-50 all the time, and that there's days and they check in with each other and it's like, where are you at today? And it's like, I'm at a 20. And so the other person's like, all right, I got your 80.
Okay.
And then and days where it's like, we're both got like 20.
Yep.
And we can't, like, we know that we have to connect. We know that we have to do something to be able to like make up and to continue to be nice to each other, to continue to like be there for each other when we're both so drained. And so that's a good one.
Tony Zimmerman says, don't expect a lot of reactions from the baby right away. It takes like 3 months, in my experience, for them to take any interest in you at all.
At all. At all.
So like a cat.
But the cat's forever.
Yeah, the cat ain't ever going anywhere.
Oh, all right. Well, we only have a couple minutes left, so this show flew by.
It did.
Thank you to everyone who called in or texted in with advice. Thank you. We got a ton of comments on our social media posts about today too, so I'll have to go through those. But I like the advice. Like we said, I'll be the one asking what worked for you, and you know, then it's up to us if we want to take it or not. But thank you so much. I am beyond excited. It's been very fun to share this journey with the audience and hear from you guys, and I'm excited to, well, you know, we'll protect her a little bit, but yeah, she'll show up here and there.
She's going to be a social kid. She doesn't have much choice.
Exactly. And so I'm so excited to listen to Jane and Greg hold down the fort for the next couple months while we're out. We'll certainly be, I'll be checking in and telling you baby stories, hearing what you guys are talking about. I'll be listening.
Good.
I'll be listening.
I'll be listening.
Having a boob out all the time. It'll be great. Michael, thank you for being here.
I'll be listening as well, Greg.
Excited to do this with you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Come back Monday. Hear Jane. Hear Greg. Hear Todd Alba will be here.
Todd Alba will be here.
And the show will go on. Absolutely. But for now, I'm taking a break, and I'll see you later. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a...
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always